This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Know that we are living in
our... Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back to our session, Islam Quest. Dear brothers and sisters, we are in this episode dealing with a question which is very significant. Why you should know your Lord? And we have mentioned that, inshallah, in this episode, we shall discuss the top 10 reasons why you should know your Lord. And we have already covered 5 reasons. In short, the first reason why you should know your Lord is that He is our Creator. He is our Lord. And that is the reason we should know our Lord. The second reason is that this is the command of our Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to know Him. And therefore, in order to fulfill our duty, to be obedient, to be sincere to Allah Almighty, we should know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Creator, our Lord. The third reason why we should know our Lord is to find the right path, is to find the correct path. Fourth reason why we should know our Lord is to have the real purpose of our life. The true purpose of life will be lost if we do not know our Lord. We, as a creation, are dependent on our Lord. And that is why this topic has been important for all of us to understand, to remember, to reflect, and to implement in our lives. The next reason why we should know our Lord is because we need to worship Him. We have been created for this purpose. Allah Almighty says in Surah Dhariyat, Surah number 51, Ayah number 56, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. We have not created the jinn and the mankind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, I have not created the jinn and mankind except that they may worship Me, they may serve Me. So how can you worship your Lord if you don't know Him? So in order to know Him, in order to worship Him, you must know your Lord. You must know your Lord. And wallahi, by Allah, you will find a different experience when you worship Allah after knowing Him well, after knowing His names and attributes, after knowing His characteristics, who Allah is. Your worshipping experience would be completely different, because you know, you will realize, you will experience, and you will feel and observe that you are not worshipping to anybody. No, you are worshipping to the one and only who is all powerful, who is the creator, who is the sustainer, who is the provider, who is the helper, who is the knower of everything, who is the listener of everything. Your experience will be different when you know Him. And that is the real fruits that you will achieve by worshipping Him. The next reason why you should know your Lord is that you need to love Him. You can never love someone if you don't know Him. Our love can never be deep. Our love cannot be strong. Our love cannot be sincere unless and until we know a person. And in case of Allah Almighty, our love will be shallow. It will be superficial. It will be weak. And if we know Him, then we will really and truly love Him, because He is our Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we need to know our Lord because we need to love Him. The result, the consequence, the outcome of loving Allah is that Allah will love you. Allahu Akbar. If Allah loves you, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save you. So we need to know our Lord because we need to love Him. Another reason why we need to know our Lord is because we need to be grateful to Him. You see, Allah Almighty, He has given us everything. First of all, He has given us the life. And He has given everything for us to live in this world, to live better. Shouldn't we be grateful to Him? And when would this realization of being grateful to Allah will come? Only when you know Him well. There is a strong reason why we should know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is because we need to be grateful. We need to be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the favors that He has done to us. Every single moment of our life is under the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is under the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has given the knowledge which is required, which is sufficient for us to know Him in the glorious Quran. My dear brothers and sisters, it's a thought that every individual should bring into his mind and take this further to the study of knowing your Lord, the Creator of the heavens and the earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He commands us to know Him. He has commanded us to know Him so that it benefits us. It benefits us, my dear brothers and sisters. If you don't know Allah, it would never make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inferior. Na'udhu billah, never. Never will the majesty of Allah will come down. But we are there to know Him, so that we may be grateful to Him for the favors that He has done on us. The eighth reason why we should know our Lord is because we need to glorify Him. We need to praise Him. And once again, never ever think that if we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it would add a value in His majesty. No, it would never have any impact, whether we do it or not, on the Creator, on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It would never have an impact, but it would impact us. We, the creation, when we glorify Him, when we praise Him, it affects us. It affects the creation. We will get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah deserves to be glorified. Allah deserves to be praised. Every single day, make sure you praise Him. You glorify Him. And this act is applicable when you know your Lord. When you know your Lord, you will glorify Him. When you know your Lord closely, you will praise Him, because then you will realize and understand the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ninth reason why we should know our Lord is because we need to ask Him what we need. Where are we going to go? Which door are we going to knock? There is no door, there is no power, there is no one who can grant our wishes, who can accept our prayers, except Allah the Most High. So if we want to ask what we need in our lives, we need to know our Lord. Then your prayers will be meaningful. When your prayers will be strong and significant and powerful, when you know your Lord. For example, when you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is Al-Mujib. He is the one who responds. He is As-Sami. He is Al-Alim. He is Al-Qadir. When you know these names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you know Him closely, when you know that there is someone who is powerful one, when there is one who will help you in the times of ease and He will help you in the times of difficulties, you would surely go and beg Him. you would surely go and ask him. And this is only possible when you know your Lord. And we know, it's a fact that we, the creation, we need to ask to the Creator for our needs, for our wishes, and our wish is endless. However, you can ask anything what you want to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the question is, when you know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala closely, do you know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala closely? If not, this is the time. This is the time, my brothers and sisters, that know your Lord. Know Him by His names and attributes. Know Him by reading the glorious Quran, and you would marvel, you would confess, you would acknowledge that He is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is our Lord. He is our Creator. And the power, the expectation that you can set would be unimaginable. Because you are going to the biggest bank, where there is no credit crunch. There is no insufficient funds. There is no lack of credit. Allah is the grantor. Allah is the bestower of blessings, favors, without a count. Your feeling and experience, observation, would be different when you know your Lord, and then you ask Allah for anything that you require, for anything that you wish to get from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For He is the one who is the grantor and the bestower of everything that we require. The last reason why you should know your Lord is because we need to be saved. In order to rescue ourselves, in order to save ourselves, in order to protect ourselves, you need to know your Lord. If you don't know your Lord, how can you be saved? If you don't know your Lord, how can you be rescued from the first punishment of the hellfire? When you know your Lord, you can ask Him and to Him alone for salvation. You can ask and plea and cry and weep to Him alone and ask for salvation. And it is only He, Allah, the Creator of the heavens and the earth, our Lord, who can rescue us from the hellfire. Dear brothers and sisters, these are the top 10 reasons that we have shared with you to prove as a reason for you to reflect and respond and act. These are the top 10 reasons why you should know your Lord. And by Allah, if you know your Lord truly, it will lead you to love Him sincerely. And your love for Allah, it will lead you to a situation wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love you. And if Allah loves you, you will be saved. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will never put a person in the hellfire whom He loves. As said by our beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, that Allah will never throw a person in the hellfire whom He loves. So take this task up to know your Lord. Get closer to Him. Worship Him. Love Him. Praise Him. Glorify Him. And know more and more about Him by studying His names and attributes and pondering over the creation. With this, I would like to end this episode with the command as a reminder for all of us to reflect, mentioned in Surah Muhammad, Surah number 47, Ayah number 19, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَعْلَمُوا أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. So know, it is He, certainly, and there is no one worthy of worship except Him. وَآخِرُ دَوَهْنَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.
Open your eyes to the world of today. Believe not the lies that they always say. Look for the truth and swallow your pride. For things that you thought that didn't exist, that you might find. Know that we are living.